This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Brian Johnson, Federal Affairs Manager at Americans for Tax Reform. He's been taking a close look at the Democratic version of financial regulatory reform and has discovered that a major provision of the bill would actually recreate the conditions that led largely to the financial crisis of 2008 in the first place. And Brian, it's great to have you with us.
No problem, Greg. Great to be here.
Well, depending on who you talk to, they can point to some different factors that were a major cause of the Wall Street collapse in 2008. But I think everybody agrees that the mortgage crisis was a major, major factor here. What did you discover in this bill?
Well, what we discovered in the bill, and it's S-3217, Senator Dodd's Restoring American Financial Stability Act, the Wall Street Bailout Bill is what we are calling it, is that the exact same conditions that led to the Fannie Mae collapse and the lending collapse are back in the bill. They're in Title 12 of this bill, beginning on page 1398. It's in there. Everyone can go see it. They create these exact same risky lending conditions that led to the financial collapse to begin with.
And explain for our listeners how this process could unfold again to the detriment of investors, banks, and everybody else.
Yeah, of course. Fannie Mae collapsed because it basically became a slush fund for bad loans that the government forced banks to make. Now, Title 12, which was shoved in final minutes before it passed out of committee, will do the same thing. This title actually uses taxpayer money to pay banks and lending institutions to advertise and specifically target low-income and moderate-income individuals. Should these individuals be given a chance to get a loan? Absolutely. However, in this scenario, when the government backs the bank's loan, meaning that the bank can loan to low-income individuals and make risky loans, and it's a win-win. If they pay back the loan, the bank keeps the interest that was on the loan. If they don't pay back the loan, the government comes in with taxpayer money and gives the bank the money that the person who took out the loan should have paid back. So you're basically encouraging all of these low-income, risky loans to occur by using taxpayer money to tilt the market when they would have never occurred in a normal, rational, free-functioning market.
Brian, obviously this could create conditions that we saw, as I mentioned before, on Wall Street a couple of years ago. No one wants to see that happen. So what's the underlying reason why this is back in there, do you think?
You know, I honestly think this is just an example of you really can tell who's coddling Wall Street with this bill, and it is the Democrats. It's not the Republicans. There are also provisions in this bill that create financial monitoring agencies that will specifically store data on consumer purchases online and individual bank accounts. It will monitor transaction data on bank accounts. And it says in the bill they can sell and share this software and information with businesses, with corporations. And why are they doing this? They're doing this so that corporations and businesses can observe consumer patterns and either regulate what they deem quote-unquote risky or use this data to their best advantage to try and corner markets where they see consumer patterns trending towards.
Well, speaking of consumers, a major point of contention in this legislation has been the CFPA, the Consumer Financial Protection Agency, which the Senate version of this bill would house within the Federal Reserve. That's been a bone of contention kind of on both sides of the aisle, but certainly Republicans. You've learned a little bit more about the man that President Obama might want to head this up. Explain the significance of this.
Yeah, we have. Eric Stein was the senior vice president for the Center for Responsible Lending. He is the one, according to Brett Baer at Fox News and other outlets, who helped secure these risky loans for low-income individuals who would never otherwise qualify back in 2006 through 2008. He is next in line to head the proposed Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Basically, when you take his experience coupled with what this agency will do and the creation of Fannie Mae 2.0, this bill will have devastating negative effects on our economy. I think we all agree that transparency needs to occur and there needs to be a level of accountability for business, individuals, banks, and Wall Street. By re-implementing Fannie Mae 2.0, creating 9 additional agencies, housing them in the Treasury, milking FDIC. This bill doesn't come close to real reform that we need.
Brian, we've talked about a lot of serious and in a lot of opinions negative provisions in this bill. For the most part, what we've heard from Senate Republicans is their concern about the $50 billion fund, which they considered a bailout fund. Now, apparently, Senator Dodd has taken that off the table in order to get debate started on this. What do you make of Republicans giving ground on that particular issue, given all that's still in the bill?
I think that this bill is far from perfect, far from anything acceptable to the American people, and far from anything Republicans should agree on, even if that $50 billion remains out. There's overregulation of derivatives. There's Title I, which creates the financial monitoring sector. Title 12 creates Fannie Mae 2.0. There's no transparency, and unless there's something in this bill that says that none of the 9 agencies can request taxpayer money, there's nothing to lead anyone to believe that we won't see this down the road or that they won't do this through the regulatory process. I think the concession Senator Shelby made was one that he obviously felt was enough to bring this bill to a debate. And now I hope that we actually have a open and honest and transparent floor debate on this and kind of veg some of these practices out. And I think that Republicans will still realize that this bill is not acceptable.
And we'll see when they get to time to cut off debate whether they are still unified on this. Brian, thanks very much for bringing all this to our attention today. We appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.
Brian Johnson is Federal Affairs Manager at Americans for Tax Reform. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.